This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. WJFW Newswatch 12 will not hold its planned debate between the candidates for Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District. The debate was scheduled for September 29th between Democratic nominee Fred Clark and Republican nominee Michael Alfonso. According to WJFW, Clark agreed to participate while Alfonso has not agreed to take part. The station says the debate was planned with both candidates, so it will not move forward. Clark has been calling for the two candidates to hold several debates across the district. Campaign statement, he said voters deserve more opportunities to see the candidates side by side. WJFW evening anchor Dan Hagen was scheduled to moderate, with Wisconsin journalists Jessica McBride and Pat Kreitlow joining him as panelists. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reminding people to take steps to prevent mosquito bites after a horse in Portage County tested positive for Eastern Equine Encephalitis, or EEE. The positive test means mosquitoes that can spread the virus are present in Wisconsin. Eastern Equine Encephalitis is rare but can be serious. It spreads to people and animals through the bite of an infected mosquito, but does not spread from person to person or directly between animals and people. Symptoms can include fever, headache, chills, and vomiting. In severe cases, can cause brain inflammation, seizures, or coma. The Department of Health Services says about 30% of people who develop severe EEE die, and those who survive often have long-term neurological problems. There's also no specific vaccine or treatment for EEE available for people. The Department of Health Services says mosquitoes can remain active into the fall as long as temperatures stay warm, with the risk of continuing until a hard frost. People are encouraged to use insect repellent, wear long sleeves and pants outdoors, and remove standing water around their homes. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. As the nation pauses today to remember the 9/11 attacks, one Wisconsin community is launching a $4 million project aimed at making sure people never forget that fateful day a quarter of a century ago. The Wisconsin 9/11 Memorial and Education Center chose the 25th anniversary of the September 11th attacks to launch a capital campaign to build a permanent indoor education center in Kewaskum. Organizers say visitors will learn about the nearly 3,000 people killed in the attacks, including the 18 victims with ties to Wisconsin. The memorial will highlight the first responders, military personnel, and ordinary Americans who answered an extraordinary moment with courage and sacrifice. Kewaskum High School graduate Andre Haberman was killed in the North Tower on 9/11. Haberman was in New York on her first business trip. Kewaskum's current outdoor exhibit includes a beam of steel recovered from the tower where Haberman was killed in the World Trade Center. Organizers say the campaign comes at a critical moment as an entire generation of Americans has now grown up with little or no personal memory of September 11th. A new lawsuit could force Wisconsin courts to decide whether the state constitution protects a right to abortion. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin is challenging the 24-hour waiting period and a law that prevents advanced practice clinicians from providing abortion care. The group says the restrictions create unnecessary government interference. Wisconsin Right to Life argues the lawsuit goes beyond protecting private medical decisions. Wisconsin is joining other states in asking the federal government to step up efforts against robocalls, which officials say are costing Americans billions of dollars. The coalition wants the FCC to require phone companies to verify and regularly monitor the businesses that help route calls across the country. It's also calling for stronger protections against fake caller ID numbers and penalties for providers that let illegal calls through. Stephen Avery and Brendan Dassey are going directly to Governor Evers in hopes of reducing their time behind bars. Court records show Avery and Dassey are both applying to the governor's commutation advisory board. Both were convicted separately in the 2005 murder of Teresa Halbach in Manitowoc County. Avery submitted an application yesterday in Manitowoc County. A judge would have to sign off on it before it goes to the state commutations board. Dassey, who was a teenager at the time of his conviction, submitted his application for a juvenile commutation earlier this month. The judge forwarded it to the state. Avery and Dassey are both serving life terms for the murder of the young photographer. A school teacher in Verona is facing charges accused of having sexual contact with an underage student. Police say Holland Nelson was charged with sexual assault this week following an investigation into a reported sexual relationship with a 17-year-old student in 2019. Officers began investigating after hearing the student had a, quote, affair with their middle school band teacher, having reconnected with the educator through Snapchat. The 34-year-old faces up to 6 years in prison if convicted. Flags are flying at half staff around our state today in honor of the tragic events that happened on this date exactly a quarter of a century ago. Wisconsin is marking the 25th anniversary of 9/11 through statewide memorial events and community volunteer efforts. Governor Tony Evers declared September 11th a day of service and remembrance, encouraging people to perform acts of kindness and volunteer in their local communities. The annual 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb at Lambeau Field will take place tomorrow. The yearly event brings thousands together to honor the firefighters who made the ultimate sacrifice that day. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
Badger football tomorrow. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers kick off their home schedule with a night game tomorrow against Western Illinois. Game time 6:15. Head coach Luke Fickell on facing an uncommon opponent like the Western Illinois Leathernecks.
You know, what do you look for in a week like this? And, you know, with a different opponent, like, we look for the same things. We look for the guys that prepare in a very similar way. We look for guys that take everything as serious as it was last week. That'll tell us a lot about the discipline and maturity of our team. And that's also a part of us growing up too.
NFL, the Packers play the Vikings, and their new quarterback, Kyler Murray, linebacker Zaire Franklin, will be playing his first game for Green Bay. Talked about what he sees on tape of Murray.
Obviously, dynamic playmaker at every level of ball that he's played. You know, can make the big throw down the field on the sidelines. He's also extremely explosive with his legs, too. So, obviously, you know, he's the starting quarterback there for a reason.
Baseball, Brewers opening a three-game series tonight in Milwaukee against the Reds. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Sunny and a bit breezy today. We'll get to 82 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers, thunder showers. It'll be breezy, otherwise partly cloudy with a high in the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.